Hi there, and I thought I'd give it a shot to talk about some new changes that Facebook has put in. Now, I'm just going to talk to you about my experience, really, of how I feel about the Facebook app, because I think there's already a lot, to some degree, out there on the Facebook Messenger service. And in fairness, even if the stuff out there is pretty boring, it is pretty boring. It's the same old Facebook. It's not hugely or massively different. I think that there are some stuff out there. It's just Facebook's new development is more experiential than anything, and it's really interesting to see that Facebook's taken its website. And if you go onto a regular computer or desktop, then it allows you to go on, and it actually still allows you to have that messaging service. But if you're on a some sort of other device, a more mobile kind of device or tablet, it takes that click as if you've clicked to access another application. So it's treated the messenger as an external element now. So it's separate to the actual Facebook application. And the interesting thing there is that in order to do that, it has kind of segregated it to some degree from their website, and I feel that it's an interesting move forward for them, and I'm not sure if they've meant to make it different in that kind of manner, that it is to the degree where it's something uniquely different and separate. But I think as it's done that, it may have a knock-on effect for the way people use it. So it's beyond the area of sort of just like Twitter's direct messaging is still related to the Twitter feed, but in Facebook, by having your messenger as a separate, it's almost as if this is a mail or a postal kind of service. It's very unique and has that specific use. And just quickly, just to go over my experience of what I've seen other people use, it seems that my use is pretty basic and bog standard to some degree. I actually use a lot of the grouping kind of message services, and I don't have information on there that's that valuable. The rest of it's just up there. It's knowledgeable. It's just stuff that I remember. So I don't record any information through the messages and think, oh, I'll store them. And I think one of the negatives, or the huge problem that the messenger services have brought, is that people have had to deal with it. And they've had to be pushed into that, and for some of them, and one of my Facebook friends has got a self-employed business, and a lot of those details of people and conversations are through Facebook, and so that's the now and the future kind of way of living and delivering a business is recorded messages through Facebook, and the messenger service through the installation has managed to reboot in effect, so it's actually allowed that person to lose a whole bunch of his contacts. So he's had to chase his tail and find a way to recuperate that in some way. So that's the negative aspect for actually getting to start. But beyond that, I think it's quite nice and unique to have a separate service. It's just sad that initially they've had to, in effect, start from scratch. So it's an interesting thing, but I guess it's all down to each user and individually how they use it. As I say, the way that I use it, it's neither here nor there in some ways. But I guess it's going to be interesting to see how people continue to use it, and from that, their views on it, because it will fall back to what I was saying, how I feel Facebook have done it. If they have not intended to do it, then it feels like they've developed it in such a way that it might potentially be an external element more than before, because a lot of people are still getting used to it, and as they're moving out of the software to move back in, it's showing this element of people's mindsets and psychology behind it is that they are potentially they don't have to actually use the Facebook app, so it's drawing away from that, and the people that just want to use it for private messages, they will just use this other application. So maybe at the Facebook end, they did intend to do that, and it's more about analytics for them. Just have to wait and see.